Thank you for calling the Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
You're talking to Angela, but it's under my husband's name, Brandon Gibney, and I have the account number.
What's the account number?
It's 370-77400-501.
And that's 37. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that back to you. 370-77400-501.
Yes.
Thank you. And let me place you on a brief hold while I locate that account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Could you repeat that account number for me? Because the system says that's not a correct account number.
It's 370-77400-501.
Yes, ma'am. That's
You're
the number
that's
that
not an account number.
I'm sorry.
Just a second. I'll tell my husband that said it wasn't an account number. He's going to look again.
Okay. I can try to locate it with the last name and zip code on the order.
Okay, it's Gibney, G-I-B-N-E-Y, G-I-B-N-E-Y, and the
I'm sorry,
code 974.
Ma'am, I do apologize. I don't mean to cut you off, but you're speaking so fast, faster than I can type. Could you repeat the spelling of that last name?
G-I-B-N-E-Y. He just wants the last name in the zip code.
Thank you. G-I-D-N-E-Y. And what's that zip
yes.
code?
97479. Is it the customer number you're wanting?
Yes, ma'am. The customer number would help.
Just a second. Go ahead. 37-077-40-0001.
Okay, that's different than the one you provided. That's 37-07-47-00-001. Let me try with
yes.
that number for you.
Okay. It's a different number than what you gave me, so that's why they're trying to figure out.
The system is loading an account with that number, ma'am. Thank you for honing.
Okay. They said it's working with that number, so.
Thank you for your patience. Could you verify the name and address for me?
It's Brandon Gibney, 271 East Everett Avenue, Sutherland, Oregon, 97479.
Thank you for verifying the information. Shows this is for the Ghostbusters Ecto 1 buildup. How may I assist you today?
Well, we noticed you guys tried to take in the payment. We're trying to figure out, because you guys tried to take it twice, and we're trying to figure out which amount you're taking and if they can be paid when, the 15th.
Okay. Now, we can't give you an exact date of when we can take that payment. We can suspend your account until that date. But let me place you on a brief hold and look at your notes and see what payments they were trying to take.
Okay. Well, can I make, like, on that date, can I just call and make an appointment, a payment?
No, ma'am. We can't take payments over the phone. All of our payments are drawn.
They can't take payments over the phone. They have to ask you to do it themselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They're drawn through the system. Hold on just one second for me.
Okay. Okay. Well, but...
Now, it does show on the notes on your primary build-up that they did attempt to take a payment today to send the items to the warehouse, but your card was declined. Now, do you need
right,
to suspend this account to
that
date?
That's why we're calling, is to see if we can pay it. Well, we don't have the money until the 16th.
Okay, we
and
can suspend your account until the 16th.
They could suspend it until the 16th and then try to take do the payment that way.
Yes, ma'am.
We just don't want to lose the account is what it is. We're trying not
to. Oh, yes, ma'am. You won't lose it. Let me push on a brief hold and go ahead and suspend your account until June the 16th.
Okay, we're supposed to get that proton pack and the regular shipment. Is it going to be a payment for both of those or what?
Yes, ma'am, I suspended both of those accounts for you.
So
Until
how much
the
is that
16th.
altogether?
I have to add that up for you, ma'am. It shows that your primary account is going to be $57.40. And I have to press down hold and pull up that special account, see how much that
Okay.
account is.
Okay, thank you. Put me on hold to find out how much the other one is. This
For
is
holding it for me.
57.40.
And it shows that the second shipment was going to be for that special account for the proton packs and the ghost trap and the magazine. And that would be $49.95.
Okay, can I give you another card actually to put on there instead of the one you have so that it won't be
For
declined
both
again?
accounts?
For both accounts? Yes. Yes.
Do you need me to
I don't
unsuspend
know
them, or
what
you
my
want to
card.
keep those suspended until the 16th?
No, keep them suspended, but I need to give you another card to take them off of
Oh,
because the
okay, hold on
card
just one
number you
second,
have won't
ma'am.
work.
Okay, hold on just one second. Let me pull up that form and we can get that new card number for you.
Okay. I know.
Thank you for holding for me. Go ahead with that new card number when you're ready.
Okay, just one second. I'm getting it out right now. It's 4113 5200. Just a second. 3237 8641.
Thank you. And for security purposes, I need you to repeat that card number.
Okay, just a second. I'm putting my glasses on to make sure I'm seeing it right. Okay, it's 4113 5200 3237 8641.
And what's the expiration date on your card?
326.
Thank you. Let me place you on hold
Or
while the system updates that information for you.
just a second. I don't think I have the right month. Just a second here. Brandon, I can't see the month. It's either 3 or 5. I'm not real positive on the month. Just a second. I can't see the month on this card. I'm just saying I'm blind. 3/26 is that expiration date.
Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on hold and update that account, that information
Okay,
for
thank
you.
you.
Thank you for holding up for me, ma'am. And we updated that card information for you also. Anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.